you might then remember as a wonderful moment. And then it gets covered up again by the movement of mental noise that most people are completely identified with. Nothing wrong with thinking, of course, but if that's all there is to your life, the movement of thought, the incessant mental noise, which psychologists who are not interested in necessarily, some are, but interested in spiritual things, have discovered that most of human thought activity, 98% of it or so, is completely repetitive, the same old thoughts. And you are forced to think them again and again and again. And they become you. You are those thoughts. That means to be identified with the old those old thoughts. And those thoughts are their filter through which you perceive reality. And through those old conditioned thoughts, you judge and interpret the world around you. Other people, events, what happens. But it's all the old conditioning, the old thoughts, reactive patterns, which are part of that. So that your entire sense of self, of me, is bound up with the activity of thinking, plus the emotions that accompany those conditioned thoughts. Conditioned from childhood on and through cultural surroundings, your childhood, conditioned even genetically, conditioned by the whole history of humanity, mentally conditioned. People carry that conditioning around and identify with that as me. The strange, and this is why life is so unsatisfying for most people, because what they derive their sense of self from, their sense of who I am, is thoughts plus some emotions that accompany those thoughts. And that's not very much. And it's all conditioned by your past. But that is the self, what Buddha called the self, and said this is ultimately an illusion, but people live in that the whole life. That sense of self that is based on thought includes even emotions. Not that there's anything wrong with thought or emotions, but when they become a self, an identity, a me, that's where delusion starts. And that's where life becomes very problematic. Because that me that is created by thought, that sense of self, is never feels complete, never feels at ease for very long. Always needs a bit more to add to me, because I'm not yet enough myself. This is the feeling that almost everybody has. If they look within, there's the feeling I'm not yet fully me. And on one level, that is true, because there are probably many things that you could still add to your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can still learn to play the piano, you can learn other skills, you can learn a language, you can add new experiences, you can travel to countries, new countries, learn all kinds of things to add to me. But if you're looking for a deeper sense of self, a more complete sense of me, or an improved me through that, then you won't find it, not for long. And always the sense of not quite enough yet will reassert itself. So there is built into the mind-made sense of identity a continuous sense of insufficiency and lack and not enough. And this implies the need for more to add to me. In order to be more fully me. And for that, the me needs future. That's why it's so interested in the next moment. Because it's through the next moment, it's through future that it can get the more that it desperately needs to add to itself.